And welcome into the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Darren Copeland. 303-831-1340 is the hotline number if you're interested. Big Fuzz, remember yesterday when he said he was going to be late? Well, he'll be late. And Alex, I don't know what happened to Alex. Oh, Chichi Portero is gone. So David's here. David, have you heard my show before?
I have not.
Okay. Get your hand off the dump button. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. So what you don't know is that I'm a sports show. So we started sports, but it could be anything. So I've had a lot of very interesting things that in my daily life, just weird stuff happens. So it could be just anything.
Nothing wrong with that.
I went to the pool today, jumped in the water and froze. I was like, oh my God, get this stupid. It was me and my wife and every other house mom in our neighborhood were there drinking at like 10 in the morning. Drinking. Because nothing says whiskey like the kids are gone all day today. My wife wanted to join, but I wouldn't let her. Rockies are losing, which is, if they're on the road, that doesn't seem like it's a very interesting or shocking development for you. I do like the uniforms, however. I do. These are the uniforms. So it's Players Weekend this weekend. And so I've always thought of this as sort of funny where, you know, there's very strict requirements on what players can have, particularly football. Like football's the worst, but baseball's, I mean, you can have your pants up or down with stirrups of that color, but you can't really go too crazy. Your shoes can't really necessarily be crazy. You know, there's a bit of an issue with Milwaukee because a guy who was there, wears red gloves that he wore for July 4th and he's got on a hitting streak. So he's not taking them off and everyone's angry at him because he's wearing red, which is not part of the Milwaukee colors. I mean, it's that sort of thing. But on Players Weekend, you know, and I don't even know how much like baseball players really like care about having their name or whatever weird name on the back of their jersey. I don't think they care nearly as much as football players. Like, I feel like Players Weekend sort of thing is meant to be more for, should be like a football weekend. You know what I'm saying? Where all of a sudden, you know, all the football players can wear like the ridiculous uniforms with the crazy nicknames on the back and whatever kind of color shoes they want and whatever kind of other like wristbands or whatever. Because, you know, if you recall, even, you know, Peyton Manning, when it was Bart Starr, I believe it was, that died, you know, what, you know, great Colt. It's not Bart Starr. I can't remember who it was. But a Colt died. A Colt. Johnny Unitas. That guy. Oh, you never heard of him. You ever heard of Johnny Unitas?
I have.
So anyway, he died. And Peyton Manning wanted to wear black shoes in his honor. And the NFL said no. I mean, that's how strict. If you think the NFL is bad on celebrations, I mean, they're terrible on clothing. Because they see a uniform how Europe sees uniforms. See, the NFL sees uniforms as, you know, those are spots to be marketed. You know, if you're a soccer player, you might see something on the front of the jersey. Or if you're a race car driver, you might see something everywhere. But you can put a advertisement on your shirt for a price. And you can put another advertisement on the other side for a price. The NFL wants to really tightly regulate that. And they've gone after people for, I mean, you know, the Chicago Cubs. See, this is why it's called the Darren Copeland Experience, David, because I don't know who the heck I'm talking about. You know the guy. That guy that was a quarterback for the Chicago Bears, won a title in 85, Jim McMahon, that guy. He used to have, his whole thing was he'd put ridiculous sayings on his white terry cloth headband, and the NFL fined him. So this kind of thing, which baseball's doing, where they, you know, the, for instance, you know, Cargo's jersey is going to say Cargo on it. Nolan Arenado's jersey is going to say Nado on it. Ottavino's jersey is going to say Otto on it. Okay. So, you know what, you're kind of getting what I'm saying. But they can wear sort of weird cleats and have weird bat colors. I think like they have really odd colored bats. Like maybe like purple bats or green bats. I don't know what it is. It's just so funny. But I mean, I have two minds of this. I mean, on one hand, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is kind of fun. You know, it's fun. It's for the, you know, everyone loves an alternate jersey these days. That's, you know, I mean, I was not in favor of the alternate jersey, but I lost that battle a long time ago. So I've lost that battle a long time ago, but okay. Like, so I'm okay now with the jerseys being ridiculous. Like, okay, this is a ridiculous, it's not that bad. It could be worse. Like if you saw the Yankees jerseys, I mean, those were loud. I mean, I didn't realize black and white could be loud, and that was a loud black and white jersey. You know, there are other jerseys out there that are not very, can you imagine having one of those Miami Marlins ones? Oh my God, I can't even imagine what color that is. Just neon. It doesn't have to be neon anything. It's just neon. Neon everything. That's just what it is. Wow. Can you, oh, I can't even, oh, that gives me the creeps thinking about that.
Just a bright neon rainbow or something like that.
Oh my God. Well, it'll either be like, cause their colors are, you know, like aqua and orange, like coral. I think they would probably call that because they're from Florida. You know, it's like, this is not the J. Crew catalog where it's like, can you guess what color stone is? You know, I mean, that's, you know, that's, yeah. Our colors are stone and aqua. Really? What color is that? Let's see. I'm going to use Hanny Internet here just a second. Come on. Come on, you little suckers. Miami players weekend jerseys. All right.
Cover your eyes.
Yes, I'm worried. Do you have any of those extra, like, eclipse goggles? You know, now they have an... Ah! Okay. Actually, not so bad. Okay, so they got mostly, like, so all of these jerseys that you see have, like, a vest. So it looks like a vest, and then the under... like a shirt. That's just kind of the way it is. So whereas if you see the Rockies, if you're playing, they've got sort of the gray and with the purple on down the sides with the purple numbers. So the Marlins are blue. Okay. So aqua, you never know. So aqua. Okay. Aqua with coral, since we're going to go there, coral letters and numbers and sleeves. It could have been a lot worse. It could have been a lot worse. You know, we are the CSU. We are the CSU station. And if you see some of CSU's alternate jerseys, whoo, whoo. The Denver Broncos are like, wow, can you guys turn down that orange? Jeez. Going to kill us out here. I'm really actually looking forward to that game. I think that this game tomorrow, as you know, I'm not a CSU fan. I'm not. I was born in Boulder. My dad was born in Boulder. I mean, CU players came to my elementary school. We sang the fight song every year. Sold Cokes in the stadium. I mean, come on.
Go Buffs.
Yep. No, there's actually the only actual CU Buff quote that you can use is this ain't intramurals, brother. That's a spit. We'll save that one for a little bit later because I didn't really want to. I was just thinking about, man, I hope they don't come with the loud unis tomorrow. I hope they come with the blue, the green. I hope they come with the green. I want to see the green. All right. I want to see the horn. I don't want to see too much orange. Maybe like, okay, maybe you go with your socks, but come on. I mean, for crying out loud. Oregon State is orange too, so you don't want to try and go on an orange off because that would be the last thing anyone wants to see at 12:30 on a Saturday is to see who has more orange on their ridiculous uniforms.
Might confuse the other team though. Everyone's wearing orange.
Not allowed to. Like they do that on purpose. It's the reason why Boise State can't wear their totally blue uniforms in conference games on their blue turf because they blend in like ninjas. And so they had to make a rule. You have to make a rule. Like, I think the socks must be different or something. Probably the jersey. One is white. One is going to be color. I hope it's green, not orange. That's all I'm saying. Big Fuzz will be here eventually. We got lots more. We'll be back after this.
Darren Copeland. We'll have more of Whatever That Was coming up. It's cozy as a fire's glow.
And I keep on... Also, you know...
A five-star Blake Street production starring...